Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good anytime you're watching this. This is your quick and fast podcast about the Generation Z, and I'm your host, Aaron Lawson. Okay, so today I'm going to give you three ways to best market your ad to a Gen Z. So let's get right into it. The first point, get right to the point. That's the first point. You have to get right into it. We don't like to read. We don't like to see everything. Then gives us a hill. Like, you know, just imagine the hill right now. Imagine the hill. You're going up. You know, you reach the top. And that's good. That feels good. You know, learning about it and reaching the top. Gen Z, us as a group, I would speak for us and say we just want to be on top of that hill and just keep going on that hill. So I want you to cut right into your best part. So like, for example, if you are marketing a phone, let's say you just started your phone brand, you would start with, for example, you can play Fortnite on this phone. Simple. So that would catch the attention. Because right now, the Galaxy, you can't play Fortnite on it, only iPhone. But Fortnite is a game, just in case you didn't know, which you do. But Fortnite is a game. So, you can catch the attention of a Gen Z by starting that, by saying, you can play Fortnite on this phone. Bang. So now, you already put us on top of the hill. Normally, in the past, ads will start out with, you know, this is a slim phone, 5 inches long, you know, it has YouTube, it has this, and has that. And that's the hill I'm talking about. So, it's going up the hill. Then at the end, they tell you it has Fortnite on it. For Gen Z, I'm telling you that's not going to work. You have to start with the hill on top of it. You have to start with saying, this phone has Fortnite on it. My second point for you guys is, you have to make your content engaging for them. Because if it's just, so now, you telling them that their phone, your phone that you're selling has Fortnite on it, already has them at a point like, okay, let me see what this cool device is. So in your ad, you want to engage them with it. Because now you're telling me this phone has Fortnite on it. I'm going to click the ad and see, okay, what type of phone is it? Is it better than my iPhone? Can it do more things that my iPhone cannot do? So that's what I mean by engaging and entertaining them in the first few seconds. Because now, research has shown that the Gen Z attention span is only 8 seconds long. So if your first 8 seconds is telling me how slim thick the phone is, how 8 inches tall the phone is, and you know what color the phone is, you already lost me as an audience. I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to be entertained with your content. Now, this leads me to my third point. After you've put this phone has Fortnite on it, you want to put a lot of information. As me as a Gen Z, once I see something that's engaging, I want to know more about it and why I should get it. For example, in number two, my second point, I used my iPhone. So, and after you put Fortnite, you want to tell me why I should buy your phone with a lot of information that could lead me to think that your phone is better than the iPhone. That's the only reason I'm telling you why I would buy another phone. If you started off with something really catchy, your ad, something really catchy, then you go on to giving me information that's what's better than what I have right now, you've made the sale. You've bought me in. And mostly, Gen Zs were using iPhones and the latest phones out there. So, if your phone can do more than what my iPhone is doing right now, and it's faster than my iPhone, you've sold me. And that's what I mean by more information. To gather the right information, you have to use a comparison. So as your phone is out now, you know, the phone you just made, you gotta compare it to an iPhone. And that's what you use to make your ad work. So, yeah, that can be confusing. Let me explain more. You know, my iPhone has iMessage. You look at your phone that you just made, and you're like, okay, it doesn't have iMessage, but it has a different type of message, which is more engaging and more interactive. So, after you put the Fortnite page, you know, you go next into, this phone does not have iMessage, but what it has is far better than iMessage. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, what could be possibly be better than iMessage? So I click it. Of course, I'm going to click it. Then you'd be like, the iPhone has a 13 megapixels front-facing camera. Your phone can have a 20. So that's another advantage that you might want to highlight in the ad. So that's basically what I mean by comparison. I want to say thank you to you guys for tuning in today. This is Aaron Lawson, your host. You can find me on any social media outlet at Aaron LWSN. If you want to contact me, my email will be in the description. If you have anything to talk about, any new topic, what you would like to hear, let me know in the comment section. If there's no comment section, just email me or send me a DM on any social media network. I'll happily respond to you. Thank you for tuning into this podcast.